This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 200 for Thursday, December 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were mixed on Thursday, with losses in the front months and a firmer tone in some of the more deferred contracts as traders adjust positions and took profits ahead of the holidays. Canola down over $9 to up $3, January down $9.40 at $1,009.40 per ton. North American markets will be closed tomorrow for Christmas, with the Canadian canola market remaining closed through Monday for Boxing Day. Futures in the U.S. will trade their usual hours on Monday, and that extra long Canadian holiday likely contributed to the liquidation selling seen in canola today. But the losses in canola came despite strength in outside markets, with Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures all higher. Ongoing concerns over tight supplies and the need to ration demand also remained supportive, but canola is thought to be looking overpriced at current levels. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all steady to higher, with the pre-holiday positioning in thin volumes the feature. Chart-based buying contributed to the firmer tone in beans as prices held above some key technical levels. The January contract up 3 cents at $13.32 per bushel. Weather concerns out of South America were also supportive, with forecasts calling for dry conditions that could cut into yields, especially in Argentina and southern Brazil. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales at just over 800,000 tons did mark the lowest level of the marketing year to date, putting some pressure on values. Corn, it held above the key $6 per bushel mark today, the March contract 3 cents higher at 605 and 3 quarters. Weekly U.S. corn export sales at just under a million tons were down 50% from the previous week, but in line with expectations. Weekly U.S. ethanol production was also down slightly on the week, with stocks of the renewable fuel tightening. Wheat was higher across the board, seeing a continuation of yesterday's gains. Minneapolis up 6 cents in the March contract at $10.34 per bushel. Kansas City up 7 cents in March at $8.61 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 3 quarters of a cent in March at $8.14 and 3 quarters. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at 425,000 tons. That was down 35% from the previous week, but at the higher end of expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, December 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.